Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India-ASEAN comprehensive strategic partnership is emerging as robust foundation for global stability and development, declares 2026 as ASEAN-India year of maritime cooperation. Prime Minister highlights rising enthusiasm for GST Bachat Utsav in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, hails remarkable surge in purchase of local products during the festive season. Election Commission issues advisory for prohibition of display of election matters in silence period and exit poll during upcoming Bihar Assembly polls and by-elections. Renowned astrophysicist Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar to be honoured with Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Odisha brace for heavy rain in view of cyclone Monta. And in sports, Indian weightlifter Preeti Smita Bhoi sets new world record at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain, lifting 92 kgs in clean and jerk to clinch the gold medal. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said comprehensive strategic partnership between India and ASEAN is emerging as a robust foundation for global stability and development. He said even in this era of uncertainties, their partnership has witnessed sustained progress. Mr. Modi made the remarks while virtually addressing this 22nd ASEAN-India summit, which is being held in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
ASEAN Bharat ki Act East policy ka mukhya stambh hai. Bharat sadaiv ASEAN centrality aur Indo-Pacific par ASEAN ke outlook ka purna samarthan karta raha hai. Anishchittaon ke is daur mein bhi भारत आसियान कॉम्प्रिहेंसिव स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप में सतत प्रगति हुई है और हमारी ये मजबूत साझेदारी वैश्विक स्थिरता और विकास का सशक्त आधार बनकर उभर रही है.
The Prime Minister said 21st century belongs to India and Association of Southeast Asian Nations ASEAN. On the occasion, Mr. Modi declared 2026 as the ASEAN-India year of maritime cooperation.
भारत हर आपदा में अपने आसियान मित्रों के साथ मजबूती से खड़ा रहा है. एचएडीआर समुद्री सुरक्षा और ब्लू इकोनॉमी में हमारा सहयोग तेजी से बढ़ रहा है. इसको देखते हुए हम 2026 को आसियान इंडिया ईयर ऑफ मैरिटाइम कोऑपरेशन घोषित कर रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi also welcomed Timor-Leste as the newest member of the ASEAN as the country became the 11th member of the grouping. Earlier in the day, the 47th ASEAN summit and related summits got underway at Kuala Lumpur under the theme Inclusivity and Sustainability. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met several world leaders on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar said during his meeting with the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Anwar Ibrahim, he conveyed the best wishes for a successful ASEAN summit. Dr. Jaishankar also met his counterparts from Thailand, South Korea and Singapore. The External Affairs Minister will represent Prime Minister Modi at the 20th East Asia Summit in Kuala Lumpur tomorrow. India and ASEAN have recognized that tourism is an effective way to enhance people-to-people contacts between the two nations. In a joint statement, they both reaffirmed the commitment to promote sustainable tourism guided by green, blue and circular economy principles that are pro-planet and nature-positive, ensuring a high-quality tourist experience and industry growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed happiness over the growing enthusiasm among people for the GST Bachat Utsav, a festival of savings launched to coincide with the festive season. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, Mr. Modi noted the remarkable surge in the purchase of indigenous products across markets during this festive season.
GST Bachat Utsav ko lekar bhi logon mein bahut utsah hai. Is baar tyoharon mein ek aur sukhad baat dekhne ko mili. बाजारों में स्वदेशी सामानों की खरीदारी जबरदस्त तरीके से बढ़ी है. मैंने अपने पत्र में खाने के तेल में 10% की कमी करने का भी आग्रह किया था. इस पर भी लोगों ने बहुत सकारात्मक रुख दिखाया है.
Speaking during his monthly radio address, Prime Minister lauded the resilient spirit of citizens of the country this festive season. He said Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride and highlighted how lamps of joy illuminated even those regions once overshadowed by Maoist terror. Prime Minister Modi highlighted the recent celebrations of Diwali and the ongoing devotion of Chhath Puja, which unite millions of people across Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal. The four-day-long festival of Chhath Puja began yesterday with the ritual of Nahai Khai. Extending wishes to people on the occasion, Mr. Modi said Mahaparv of Chhath is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. The GST Bachat Utsav began on the 22nd of last month following a reduction in GST rates across multiple sectors benefiting citizens across the country. Today, our correspondent brings a report on how the new GST reforms in the automobile sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms have provided relief to the automobile sector by lowering the tax on vehicles, easing access to mobility for a wide spectrum of users. Under the new tax structure, the tax on two-wheelers up to 350cc has been reduced from 28% to 18%, making two-wheelers more affordable. To strengthen the public transportation system in the country, the government has reduced GST on buses and minibuses with a seating capacity of more than 10%. To 18% from previously taxed 28%. Talking to Akashwani News, Sandeep Kulkarni, a car buyer, said that after the tax reduction, vehicle prices have decreased and he saved 1 lakh rupees on purchasing a new car.
Last week I had Hyundai i20 car. Price for the Hyundai i20 has been reduced by as much as 1 lakh. The price reduction, often referred to as GST voucher, makes the i20 more affordable.
These reforms have boosted demand, supported manufacturers and made everyday mobility more accessible for the people across the country. With Rohan and Samarth, Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the News at 9. President Draupadi Murmu today said that good private sector healthcare institutions can make an invaluable contribution towards achieving the goal of a healthy and developed India. Inaugurating Yashoda Medicity at Indirapuram in Ghaziabad, the president underlined the responsibility of all stakeholders to expand healthcare services and ensure the availability of quality care so that no citizen is deprived of effective healthcare. The Election Commission has issued an advisory to all media platforms and broadcasters for the prohibition of display of election matters in 48-hour silence period and exit poll during the upcoming Bihar Assembly polls and by-elections. The Commission said that TV, radio channels and cable networks should ensure that the contents of the program disseminated by them during the 48 hours of silence period do not contain any material that may be construed as promoting the prospect of any particular party or candidate or influencing the result of the election. This includes display of any opinion poll. Polling in Bihar elections will be held in two phases on the 6th and 11th of November. The Commission said that the conduct of exit poll and dissemination of the results by means of print or electronic media is prohibited between 7 a.m. on 6th of November and 6:30 p.m. on the 11th of November. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for Bihar Assembly elections. Leaders of the ruling alliance NDA and the opposition Mahagathbandhan and other parties engaged in war of words. We hear more from our correspondent.
The chief ministerial candidate of the Mahagathbandhan, Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, campaigned in the Simanchal region while opposing the Waqf Act. Mr. Yadav said that if the Mahagathbandhan comes to power, the law will be thrown into the dustbin. He also promised to provide pensions to Panchayati Raj representatives. Meanwhile, BJP national spokesperson Ravi Shankar Prasad alleged that Tejaswi Yadav is making desperate announcements to mislead the people of Bihar. He said the RJD leader keeps making tall claims, at times promising permanent jobs to 1 crore 26 lakh Jivika Didis, and at other times vowing employment for one member of every family. BJP leader Syed Shahnawaz Hussain also alleged that Tejaswi Yadav is deliberately trying to mislead the Muslim community with his statements on the Waqf Act. Senior Congress leader and party's poll observer Ashok Gehlot said that after a long time of two decades of Nitish Kumar regime, the people of Bihar now want change. Meanwhile, Jan Suraj Party founder Prashant Kishore accused both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan of trying to deceive the people of Bihar. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
On the second day of Chhath Mahaparv today, the ritual of Kharna was performed. After offering prayers and consuming prasad this evening, devotees have begun a 36-hour-long fast in which they abstain from eating and drinking water. The 4-day-long festival, which began yesterday with the ritual of Nahai Khai, honors the sun god and celebrates the values of nature and cleanliness. President Draupadi Murmu extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion. In Chhattisgarh, 21 Maoists surrendered in Kanker district today. According to police sources, the surrendered Maoists were active in various parts of the Bastar division for a long time. Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 were announced today, the country's highest recognition for outstanding and inspiring contributions in science, technology and innovation. India's renowned astrophysicist and science communicator, Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlikar, will be given the Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. 8 scientists have been selected for the Vigyan Shri Award. Under the Vigyan Yuva category, 14 young scientists have been selected across various disciplines, while the Vigyan Team Award is being given to the Team Aroma Mission CSIR for its contributions in agricultural science. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the deep depression over the southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm named Monta by tomorrow. The system is likely to further intensify into severe cyclonic storm by Tuesday morning. In view of Cyclone Monta, the IMD has predicted heavy rainfall over coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Rayalaseema, Odisha, East Rajasthan, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe and Karaikal tomorrow. The IMD has urged fishermen not to venture into southwest adjoining Central Bay of Bengal along and off Tamil Nadu, Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Odisha coasts till Wednesday. Meanwhile, Andhra Pradesh is on high alert in view of Cyclone Monta. Our correspondent reports the state government has stepped up preparedness to prevent loss of life and property.
Heavy rain and strong winds are expected in many coastal districts of Andhra Pradesh. People have been asked to stay indoors and remain alert. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu reviewed the situation with senior officials. The government said all precautionary measures are in place. 6 NDRF and 13 SDRF teams have been deployed. Naval helicopters and 14 rescue boats are on standby. Senior IAS officers have been appointed as nodal officers in all districts and control rooms with toll-free helplines are functioning. Allu Murli, Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
Indian weightlifter Preeti Smita Bhoi established a new world record at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain today. Competing in the girls' 44 kg event, she successfully lifted 92 kg in the clean and jerk. This exceptional lift, combined with her other successful attempts, gave her a total weight of 158 kg, securing the gold medal for the country. India swept 2 gold medals in the girls' singles event at the Badminton Asia Under-17 and Under-15 Championships 2025 at Chengdu in China, with Shaina Manimuthu and Diksha Sudhakar winning in their respective age groups today. After today's results, Indian contingent will return home from Chengdu with 2 gold, 1 silver and 2 bronze medals. This was also India's best ever tally from a single edition of the Badminton Asia Under-17 and Under-15 championships. Under the National Dyslexia Awareness Month campaign today, Rashtrapati Bhavan Secretariat, Parliament, India Gate, Rail Bhavan, Vigyan Bhavan and all UNESCO heritage sites were illuminated in red in evening. Along with this, Walk for Dyslexia 2025 was also organized in the national capital. And in the Women's ODI Cricket World Cup match in Mumbai, India faces a target of 120 runs against Bangladesh. Earlier, Bangladesh could only score 119 runs for 9 in their allotted 27 overs. The rain-interrupted match had been reduced to 27 overs per side after a huge delay due to incessant showers. India won the toss and elected to field. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India-ASEAN comprehensive strategic partnership is emerging as robust foundation for global stability and development, declares 2026 as ASEAN-India Year of Maritime Cooperation. Prime Minister highlights rising enthusiasm for GST Bachat Utsav in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, hails remarkable surge in purchase of local products during the festive season. Election Commission issues advisory for prohibition of display of election matters in silence period in exit polls during upcoming Bihar Assembly polls and by-elections. Renowned astrophysicist Professor Jayant Vishnu Narlekar to be honored with Vigyan Ratna Awards posthumously. Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, Tamil Nadu and Odisha brace for heavy rain in view of Cyclone Montha. And in sports, Indian weightlifter Priti Smita Bhoi sets new world record at Asian Youth Games in Bahrain. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.